I'm in studio with singer-songwriter Sean Feeney. Sean, great to see you again. Buddy, you're looking fantastic.
Thank you, Greg.
How are you getting on?
I'm getting on well. Thank you very much, Greg.
Now, you've got your new single, 1969, out. It was released earlier this week. Before we get into it, you know, a lot of time we talk about sort of the, you know, the process of writing it, the process of recording it, but it's a big deal, isn't it? Because, you know, I think you sort of said just in passing, you're putting yourself out there, you're putting your heart, your soul, something that you're very passionate out there for, sort of, I mean, it's obviously for public enjoyment, but also public scrutiny. And I think that's incredibly, incredibly brave.
Thank you, Greg. And I suppose I picked a very personal song to be the first to get out there. And it was just a timing thing because it tied in with my parents' wedding anniversary on Monday, and I'd like to congratulate them again, 56 years married. And it certainly is very daunting, Greg. I spent the last 20 years being mainly behind the scenes, dabbling a bit with music and doing bits with you guys here, and just doing things for the fun of it, and plugging other people's and supporting other artists. But it was quite daunting to put myself out there, but it was just something that was always lingering in the background and I felt I had to do.
Yeah, there's a lot going on here because the single's 1969, that was the year your parents were married. Mm-hmm. You took a front page of a newspaper on their wedding day, and then you've tied all of that in. So was that, like, was that the intention to make it so deep and meaningful or what? How did that all happen?
It all started, Greg, with... I trained and worked for as a newspaper journalist for many years, and my mother showed me a front page of the Irish News from the day that they got married, that her uncle Sean Duffy kindly gave to her as a present. And I just took to it immediately and asked her if I could frame it, and it was hanging up in my house for years. I kept walking past it. I put it above my desk then, and the headlines kept rhyming, you know. I kept putting them together, and it just came to a point where I felt like there's definitely a song in this. And it was a nice way to commemorate and pay tribute to my parents, but also through the times that they came through and to everybody else.
There's a bit
else,
of an alignment of a lot of stuff that just made this have to happen then, by the sounds of things. Yeah. And also to, by the way, folks, it doesn't happen all that often necessarily as it might have at the past, whereby a lot of effort and our artistic energy has gone into the creation of a video. It's an official music video for this song. We're going to be playing the song and the video. So if you want to watch that, what I'm saying is you can switch to our live stream as well. If you're at home, you can watch YouTube on your Fire Stick or your smart TV or on your mobile device. It's up to you. We'll talk about that in a mo. Up until now, what has been your musical journey, Sean? Because you know, I've known you for your involvement in different organizations and your sort of media background. I was aware that you had sort of a musical artistic streak as well, but what has been your musical career up until this point?
Well, Greg, I suppose from an early age, I was into music, and there was always instruments around. My father, Sean, was always very musical, so there's a lot of music around the house, a lot of Irish folk and traditional music, whereas my mother was big into the popular music of her time, and her and her sisters would always sing along to the Beatles and Jerry and the Pacemakers, you name it. So there was always music about, and like anybody, I picked up instruments, and I suppose at a young age, I had an opportunity to perform live on stage and even opened for Westlife many moons ago, supporting them in, back then, the Odyssey, the Point, and also Mill Street. But then I focused back on studies again, so that was just a
blip. Do you regret that?
No, not at all. I just always thought it was important.
Obviously momentum, you know, and momentum is one of the hardest things to sort of build, I think, you know, in the music business.
I always did it just for the love of it, Greg, and I think that's important, that anybody who does it, just have no expectations. Mm. Just do it because there's something inside you and you love doing it. And I went on, I focused on academics and studies and getting a job and family. But then I was very grateful about 13, 14 years ago that I did a charity album, and Highland was very supportive back then too, and where we blended, you know, soul music with Irish traditional instrumentations, and that was great to get some friends together, do some performing, do the recording, and raise a bit of money for back then for Grow Mental Health Movement and the Northwest Simon community. And again, it was just for the fun of it, something to do as a hobby. And then, you know, life moved on. I focused on my family, getting married, having kids, and, you know, focusing on the day-to-day. But then in the background, the music was always there, and just at some point I thought, I better do something and just get it out there, Greg.
When did you sort of get confidence in songwriting? Because I think that's, you know, I think someone can pick up a guitar, a keyboard, a set of drums and sort of get to a point where they can, you know, maybe go play in a pub or even beyond that or whatever. But songwriting's kind of like, you know, it's sort of, you know, it's not a lot. Some people I've talked to, it took a while for them to sort of say, I can write a song, I can put a melody together, and it's good enough that I can put it out there. Did you always have that confidence in your ability, or...?
To be honest, Greg, I'm probably still not confident.
Got it yet, right? We'll see how this one goes.
Very self-conscious about this and the whole experience. But I would say I started writing original songs at the age of 18, 19. Right, and over the years would tip away. But just a time ago, I just thought I would look at all of the lyrics and the words and the themes that I had and start putting them together. And that's why I was very grateful to have a good friend like Ori McBrearty to get together with to start the recording process. And 1969 is the first result that I'm delighted to put out.
Yeah, so as we mentioned there, it draws on the front page of the Irish News on the wedding day of Sean's parents, the 11th of August 1969. And of course, then it's going to reflect on love, upheaval, the North. And I mean, at that point, you know, the Troubles were just about around the corner, let's put it like that. I sort of talked to this a little earlier on. Why did you decide to sort of go the whole hog and make sure that you produced a music video fitting of the piece that you wrote and recorded?
Well, I thought, you know, what I say to anybody is, if you're passionate about arts, whether it's writing, filmmaking, painting, anything, if you have that creative passion, just get it out there. And I just said to myself, if I do it, I may as well do it right. Mm. And I just wanted also paint a picture with it as well. And I thank my good friend Charlie Joe Doherty, who's a wonderful filmmaker and photographer who I had by my side on this
journey
too.
And you took it to Belfast, you and him went to Belfast too.
We went back to Belfast, and it was a flying visit, like all of these things, you know, I'm on a budget of time, so to speak, Greg, and it was a flying visit, and we were conspicuously walking around the estates around where my mother grew up, and it was quite funny, you know, people driving past and looking at who's this big fella with the camera crew, and I had one of my best mates, Johnny, there to help out. And we did it very quickly, but I'm so fortunate to have the beautiful eye that Charlie has to come up with this wonderful video that I hope is timeless and people enjoy and is befitting the song
as
well.
Yeah, well, it's there forever. You've locked that in, and your kids and their kids will be able to reflect on this too. So even if it never reached beyond that, which it will, of course, I think that's incredibly significant, mm-hmm. especially something that's so rooted in your family as well. Anything else you want to add? Like what is it going forward? Is it an EP? Is it gigging, you know, as an artist with your own work, or have you worked that out yet, Sean?
It's definitely a pastime, Greg, that I'm very passionate about. And I think now that I've got the first single out of my bag, there's definitely more in me, and I look forward to putting out more music. I still have my responsibilities at home and work and everything that you still have to do.
Life, exactly.
And we're all back in this busy world, Greg, with a lot of responsibilities. But I think it's important that we all find time for those passions.
Yeah,
a little a little bit a day makes a huge difference.
All right. Before we play the song, play out the video as well, anything else you want to say about it? Because it is your work, right? And I'm kind of asking questions and I'm not sure I'm going to touch everything that's very important to you in relation to this work. So is there anything that you want to add about it?
Well, Greg, no, you've pretty much covered it all. And, you know, it is a very personal, very emotional song for me. And I'm glad it's out into the world. I hope people enjoy it.
I hope you enjoy it.
Yeah, I will.
Absolutely. You've worked so hard on this. Yeah. You've been so patient. You've committed all of your life to yourself, obviously, but everybody else. Mm-hmm. This is your time to enjoy this now. It's out there. You've done a brilliant job. Yeah.
No, I'm great.
Don't miss this experience.
I'm grateful to people like you and anybody who's checked it out, listened to it. I'm grateful to Ori, to Charlie and Tommy Callan for the artwork and all the friends and family that have been supportive. Mm. I kept it all a big surprise, Greg. So I've had a lot of people text me and noting that I kept it very quiet. So it's been all go this week, Greg. But I do like to take the opportunity to wish my wife Amanda also a happy wedding anniversary, because it's our anniversary tomorrow. So happy anniversary.
Yeah, right, you couldn't have got it on the same day as your parents, no?
We were close.
Okay. How long have you been married now?
6 years.
Oh, wow, brilliant.
We got married on Amanda's native Arranmore 6 years ago, and it was just a few days after.
You got married in Arranmore?
Yeah, lovely. We did, and it was just about 5 or 6 days, obviously, after my parents' 50th anniversary. So it was a lovely week, and we still feel like newlyweds, you know.
Yeah. Well, now you're going to have to bang out a song for the 10th anniversary.
Yeah, absolutely.
She'll go, where's my song? I'm sure there's plenty there.
Yeah.
All right, listen, brilliant stuff, Sean Feeney. Sean, it's been great having you in. So we're going to play out this segment of the show with Sean's song. It's his debut single. It's 1969. And have a listen. I'm sure you'll enjoy it very much indeed. Here it is.
Waiting for the news in August 1969. Driving into Anytown, we hear it on the line. Moon men free from quarantine after 21 days. Families left homeless by a petrol bomb blaze, but we're still here. We're still here. Busy week ahead, the astronauts will be released. Wedding bells are ringing, people calling out for peace. Meal held up by a bomb scare, while a child is the next heir. Tension reaches climax, and disorder turns to prayer. But we're still here. We're still here. We're still here, even if they told us we were never meant to be. We're still here, never broken, working hard to be a family. We're still here. We're still here. We're still here.
between now and 12, we're going to be giving away €2,500. Sean Quinn is going to be in doing the draw with us. You can watch that draw live, by the way. He's in short sleeves as well, so there'll be no hanky-panky. nor that there never would be, of course. And that's coming up between now and 12. Shannon Wilkins is going to be in as well. She's cast her eye across the world of social media. What's trending? What's hot? What is, in fact, not? So that's all coming up between now and 12. And 160,000 of you are heading to see these next guys heading to Croke Park. And I'm jealous of you because you're going to have a fantastic time. I really hope that you do. Linda McGinty, the Rose Castlefin. Happy birthday, Linda, from Mum and Dad. Please wish a happy wedding day to soon-to-be Mrs. Laura Long in Letterkenny from Mum and your bridesmaids. Are you getting ready for the wedding right now, or were you getting ready? And do you have a wee Prosecco when you're getting ready for the wedding? Would you have a glass of Prosecco if you were a bridesmaid or a bride, Shannon?
Probably not, because
really, I'd just drain I'd sick. Say keep the glass.
Like, I think even if I was to get married, I probably couldn't drink until the evening meal, because I would fall asleep.
Not even a wee West Coast cooler.
Not well, maybe.
All right, okay. You would fall asleep on your wedding day.
I would fall asleep on my wedding day.
All right, okay. Yeah. Shannon Wilkins is in studio with us. She's going to be talking about all things social media. I'm just trying to see if there's any more requests in here. It's been so busy on the lines. We really appreciate it. Huge Oasis fan as above, seen them many times. I'm so privileged to be going to the gig on Sunday with my sister. She's a big fan too. My son and daughter, who've grown up listening to the boys, were incredibly excited and, have to say, also emotional. This band has given me the best days of my life. Wow. That's going to be so important to you on Sunday. I hope you have a fantastic time. Keep those messages coming in. There's such a mix because we're going from racism to Gardaí to Oasis to requests, so I'm trying to be sensitive in where I go with some of this stuff. A lot on the presidential election, by the way. Right, yes, best wishes to Father Damien Ashad, who's finishing in Letterkenny today, moving to St. Johnstone, wishing him all the best in his new post from Sharon Gavlin. Greg, when you weren't on the radio yesterday, I thought you were away at the Oasis concert. I don't have the money. I'd love to, but as I said, would I love to? I have to be honest, I'd be denying someone else a seat. I'm getting my joy from other people enjoying. There's other bands that I'd love to see that I think that would mean more to me than Oasis, but now I am jealous. Right, okay, that's that. So, Shannon, what's going on?
So
what do you do? You go through social media, don't you?
I'm always on social media.
And do I have any notes about this again this week?
I did give you something.
Here we go. Halle Berry.
Halle Berry. I say Holly. What do you say?
Holly.
Well, anyways, apparently her ex was giving her a wee bit of shade as someone who wasn't very motherly and didn't cook and didn't clean.
I saw his
comments. He divorced her. Yes. But I've just seen she has put up a wee picture of herself on the beach on holidays enjoying herself and captioned it, cooking, cleaning, mothering.
Yeah, exactly. Do you know what that fella needs to do? He needs to get himself a life. And if he didn't want to be with her, that's fine. Move on. But to try and demean her, and particularly her role as a mother, I think that's actually really quite abusive behaviour, to be honest with you. You can talk about cooking and cleaning. I don't know what expectations he had. But don't put someone down as a parent. It's the most hurtful and horrible thing you can do, especially publicly. But this is a fun segment. So let's talk about Taylor Swift's new album.
Taylor Swift's new album. So all the Swifties are going mental. And her new album, which is her 12th studio album.
Can I just say one thing?
Yes.
About Taylor Swift?
What about her?
Sabrina Carpenter. She's the queen of pop now. Taylor Swift is old news.
See, I'm going to put a wee bit of a curveball in here. For millennials, yes, Taylor Swift will be the queen of pop. Maybe for the Gen Z, it's Sabrina Carpenter.
Yeah, but you see, the millennials, once they realise that, then they go, oh, right, I'm old, this isn't cool, I'm going to switch to Sabrina or some of the other girls that are out there doing it. I think she's overplayed, overexposed, and I think her star, as pleasant a woman as she might be slipping now.
Oh.
We'll see how her album's received.
I can't agree. But anyway, it's the life of a showgirl, and people are saying as well that she was actually throwing out wee signs. So she had a letter of something she'd written, and she had 12 eyes in it. Mm. She had an earring with 12 dots. She was posting pictures with the number 12 in the background, and then obviously she launched it on her boyfriend Travis Kelce's podcast.
Yeah.
So they're a couple goals. Like.
And somewhere, someone's on the internet saying it's Dominic Cymbeline. symbolism or something. You can't demonic, do anything. Yeah. Demonic, you're right there. Okay. Longest Snapchat streak. This is, I know people who are on a 4 or 5 year streak with people that they have no interaction, no conversation, no nothing with, but they snap each other each day to keep the streak going. It's absolutely cray cray.
It could even be a blank snap. That really annoys me.
If you've lost connection with someone and you're just keeping the streak going, you're not going to say hello. You don't want a conversation.
But some people don't even open the streaks then. And they just sit there and they just keep going and keep going. But right, okay. I couldn't determine how long the Snapchat streak is. So I'm wondering, will it be revealed on the Rose of Tralee? So Shannon Emery, who is the Philadelphia Rose, actually has the world's longest snap streak.
Wow.
And the record previously, do you want to take a guess? So it was 2023 when they did this one. And Snapchat was established in 2011.
Okay. So. I can't do the math. So that's 12 years. 12, you're probably talking in the 70s, are you? 70,000 days? How many days?
No, 3,046 days, which equates to 8 years, 2 months and 10 days.
No, that can't be right.
But see, I don't remember like when Snapchat first came out, were streaks a thing or did streaks become a thing?
I don't know. Let me see. Hello, Gemini. Hello? Gemini? Are you there? Hello, Gemini. Yeah. Hi. I was just wondering, how many days are in 8 years? Hello? Oh, my God.
He said 3,000, so I'm going to keep my
No, that can't be right. Yeah, you are right. Okay, sorry, Gemini. Go back to sleep. Right, so she's in the Rose of the Tree. She's got the world's longest Snapchat streak. What have you got one going?
I'm not a good Snapchatter.
No, that's fine. That's a no. So what's your longest Snapchat streak? Let us know. 086 60 25,000. Now, TikTok. A family is... what's happening here? TikTok are going to be sued or are being sued?
So it's actually a girl who was on TikTok and she's called Thea von Engelbrechten and she's actually from Kildare. But you have boys as children, so I highly doubt that they played with Sylvanian families. But Sylvanian families are little figurines and they were animals.
I remember them.
You
yeah.
do?
Yeah.
So obviously that's like my childhood.
Now you're talking
Gemini is speaking now. But anyway, she used to create like wee dramas of them. So like the Sylvanian families would be having affairs and all on her account.
Okay.
So Sylvanian families didn't like this for their image and they sued her.
Wow. And that's ongoing. And she's an Irish TikToker.
Irish TikToker.
Fredo.
Fredo Bars. So the daughter of the man who originally started Fredo has said that he would be turning in his grave due to the price. So they started off around 10p and now you'd be paying 145, 125 for a Fredo.
I was in the shop yesterday and someone, a gentleman picked up a Snickers bar or something and it was like, you know, it looked in his hand like the size of the little Snickers you get in the red box. They're tiny. They've got so small.
It's
yet
terrible.
So expensive. Okay. Right, stay where you are. Hi, Greg. Oasis are just a successful Beatles tribute band. That comes in from a Beatles fan from the 60s. Yeah, of course. I know where you're coming from, but I think they pay homage to the Beatles. I don't think they're a tribute band, but I take your point. Listen, you're a Beatles fan. Oasis back in 1995, 1996. Great times. London, Nebworth. In general, the 90s was so good for fantastic tunes from different cool bands, pulp, etc. The current love of soulless country music, I just don't get and never will. It all sounds the same. Yeah, I would have been like some of Blur stuff, some of pulp stuff. Who else was that? Radiohead. There was a few other bands. Oasis, I got their first album, which was a banger. I mean, I'm not sure there's many better first debut albums than theirs. But I just didn't really connect as well with them until I got a little bit older. Excellent, Sean Feeney. Can't wait to hear more. Sean's put so much of himself into that song. It really is quite remarkable. It's a lovely song, and as I say, it means so much to him. Huge Oasis fan, as above, seen them many times. I'm so privileged to be going to the gig on Sunday with my sister's big family too, son and daughter. Okay, we heard that one earlier on. Fantastic stuff. Right, pregnancy cravings? What's this about?
So I saw this one last night and I was like, could I try that? So you're actually going to play the wee TikTok now in a minute. Okay. But it involves sweet and salty, but kind of sour.
Right, let's see how much of this I can tolerate.
About to be fire. We watch and we don't judge. Because I'm 9 months pregnant now and my cravings are getting crazier. I don't know if this is ever going to end.
Why is that? She's rolling.
Dreams, and I think this one's the best one yet.
Say what?
This is when my dreams took a turn. Gummy bears? My dreams have not failed
me yet.
This is
not true. So she's got gummy bears in a bowl.
Melt them.
Yep.
She's going to melt the gummy bears.
Yeah, to do like a kind of sauce.
What? Oh my God.
It gets worse.
She's putting the sauce on the pickle.
You know the part of your dream where it just gets...
Oh, I know these wee sweets.
Nerd.
But that couldn't be good for the baby. The baby's going to be jumping around like...
All the E numbers. Baby's going to come out running like...
Oh my God. That's horrible.
Let's see if it actually tastes good.
Go on. What's it taste like?
Wow, this is so good.
You know what? I'm glad I can't get pregnant. That's tight. Do you have any interesting cravings? You're not pregnant, like, obviously, but...
No. What do I like to eat?
Like, I like things like ketchup on toast.
There's a Wilkins special, and we have it at Christmas time.
What is it?
Carrot and pineapple with mayonnaise.
Yeah, well,
together.
I mean, you know, I don't know what to say about that.
It's like... Nearly like coleslaw, but with pineapple instead of cabbage.
Oh, that's okay, let's not do that. It probably will work. I mean, it's controversial enough putting pineapple on a bloody pizza, let alone what you're suggesting. It's the one more teacher's trend on TikTok.
Teacher's trend. So we had Tina McLaughlin, who's known as Teacher of Dotes, on during the week. And I was saying to my mum, oh my God, she's a lovely teacher, blah, blah, blah. And mum was like, have you seen the TikTok trends? So, you know, those really scary like people online and you can pretend you're on a phone call with them.
Mm-hmm.
So mums are going up to their kids and being like, oh, do you want to meet your new teacher? And the kids are screaming in disgust.
Yeah.
Saying, I don't want to go.
Kind of controversial, but yeah, we'll see. So that's on TikTok. Shannon, thank you very much indeed. You haven't got a ticket for the 2.5 grand because you work here. You can't.
No, unfortunately not.
No, it's okay.
But I did win a competition earlier, imagine.
What did you win?
2 tickets to Electric Picnic. Well,
oh, really?
I didn't. Charlie did. I'm just going.
And oh, you're going to go, are you?
Yeah.
Afraid you can't get the time off.
Oh dear, oh no. Well, if I say I'm going to make content, can I go?
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. In fact, you'll get paid to go.
Yeah.
All right, see you in a bit. Shannon Wilkins there, producer of the show, but also comes in on a Friday just to keep us all up to date, you know, so that we've got something to talk to the kids about. Hopefully, maybe, that'll give you a chat. Right, let's take a break. Back in 5 minutes with The Draw. Sean Quinn, of course, our CEO, head of sales. The weather puts a pep in everyone's step.
Oh, it's just unreal, isn't it? I think it's going to last till next Wednesday.
Fingers crossed,
This is just so like Spain.
I'll tell you what's really important in it is, you know, the busy parts of the town that rely on the town, the county, the region, that rely on the summer spend. This weekend, I would say they probably see 2, 3, 4 times as much turnover, which means more hours for people to work, more money into the economy. That's how important the weather is at this time.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt. I mean, the hospitality sector will be thriving on this.
Mm.
You know, the little cafes, coffee shops, takeaways, they'll all be doing well out of this. Because, you know, when we're happier, we spend more money.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, for sure.
Talking of money, will we give some away?
Well, let's, because we are giving away 2.5 grand on the show, which I think is really quite significant. It's part of our big summer draw, 20 grand in total.
Yep.
2.5 grand this week, 2.5 grand next week, the following week, another 2.5 grand.
Yep.
And then we're into September.
Yeah, the last Friday, first Friday in September.
Mm.
So Lee will give away the final 2,500 and then the biggie.
10
so
grand.
You will be giving away 10,000 in cash to somebody.
It's brilliant.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. I love this because, as I say, it's not guaranteed. But, you know, this is our thing, you know, our regional thing. Do you know what I mean? And I think every time so far it's been someone from within the Northwest or the county, in fact, that's won. Doesn't mean it has to be, but you know what I mean? It means that we're all having a bit of fun together. Right, so shall we just crack on and get a ticket?
Let's get somebody to win 2,500.
Okay, so he's got the big trambola. It's the one thing Fionnuala didn't take to Galway with her, as much as she loved it.
I retained it.
Yeah, and he's given it a big turn, and he's going to dig as deep as his arms will allow. And he's pulled out a ticket. So he has the ticket here, and Sean, it's up to you to shout it. Yep.
1, 4... 2-1.
1-4-2-1. That's the winning ticket. $2,500's a nice amount of money. I think what I'd do right now is, I know this is going to sound boring, right? I probably would fill the oil tank.
Would you?
Yeah, because it's around 475 or something like that for 500 litres. Depending on how this meeting between Trump and Putin goes today, it could come down, I don't know. But
do you know, the thing about it, Greg,
it'd just
right,
be nice to have that in the bank for the winter, that's all.
See when the sun's shining, that's the last thing I want to do is
I
fill
know,
the...
But
I don't see the benefit of filling it. I know it's probably
it's
a little
there.
Bit cheaper. I know, but I'm one of those where it runs out. I have to get more in when it runs out. Because, yeah, I just... In the summertime, I don't even think about that. Mm. So 2,500, what would it do? I would definitely book a holiday.
Another holiday.
1,000,000% would book another holiday.
I know, definitely. Holiday would be there. So yeah. I'd have $2,000 left and then I'd probably go all inclusive.
500 for a holiday? Where are you going for that?
No, that's for the home heating.
Oh, for the, you're only half filling
I've
it then?
I've already got half a tank.
You're doing half a job.
Right, so we've connected the number now with a person and we're going to give them a ring to see if we can have a quick chat. It's not part of the thing. They've won the money now anyway, but it's always nice to be able to get the person on the telephone and give them the good news because it's a lovely lift heading into the weekend. Yeah, so I'd probably go all-inclusive somewhere. Although, I'm not... Have you done an all-inclusive holiday before? Would I get tired eating in the same place?
You would, yeah. I think
drinking cheap beer?
Even the full board's a bit... it's a bit too much over 7 days. I think, yeah. If you're there for 2 or 3 days, not so bad, but...
Frankie, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. How you doing?
Frankie Ferry. How are you getting on, Frankie?
Good.
Good stuff. All right. Come here. This is Greg at Highland. You know that anyway. We've just pulled out a ticket from our Trombola as part of our big summer cash giveaway. Did you bought a ticket? When did you buy a ticket?
Just yesterday.
Oh, fantastic. Is it in your own name or did you get a number of tickets, Frankie? Or what's the crack?
It is. I got a number of tickets, but I kept them in the mail.
Good man. And I'll tell you why that's...
Handiness.
And I'll tell you, Frankie, why that's very important, right? Because your tickets come out and you've won $2,500. And you know what, Frankie? It's all yours, buddy.
Good man. Thanks very much.
All right. $2,500 in your pocket. You are from Falcarra, so great to have another That's local right. winner, Frankie. Are you a lucky guy, generally speaking? I mean, obviously, we're all lucky with our health, hopefully, if you're in good health and stuff. But do you enter many competitions? How do you get on?
I do, but... No, I don't have much luck.
We broke your duck, Frankie.
We changed that today.
You've $2,500, buddy.
If it wasn't for bad luck, I'd have no luck.
Well, that ends today, my friend. Sean, it's great. Frankie's doing
brilliant.
All right,
fair play, Ian. And it's great
good
to break
you.
That.
Thanks very much.
It's great to change that trend. Now you're now a winner. You have now 2,500. And the other thing is, you're back in the draw. So
there
you have another four chances to win.
So, Frankie, are you going to be one of these boys that when they find out you win, they'll say to you, oh, money goes to money?
They'll all say that. And it's far from the truth.
But come here, are you going to find a hole for this or just enjoy it, Frankie? Any plans what you might do with it?
Oh, a hole dug already.
Have
Greg.
You? All right,
bud.
Right, okay. Well, listen, there's $2,500 to okay. chuck in there. If you can keep half of it back for yourself, I'd be delighted. Frankie, listen, thanks for entering. Congratulations. It sounds like the money's
good
going to
on
a
you.
Lovely
thanks
fella.
Very much again.
All right, Frankie. Good luck. You. Bye-bye. All That's Frankie, 1421. And 1421 is, well, should we put it in sort of ceremoniously live? Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's 1421. It's going back in. I really hope and pray for you one of these days the number comes out again.
I know you don't.
He does.
But so I'm going to put it back in.
Yeah, there right? it is. It's going back in. Lovely stuff. And that'll all be mixed up. Listen, the lines are open again, by the way. We still have four draws. You can join Frankie. We've got $2,500 to give away, if that even is a phrase. And then the biggie, $10,000. So that's four draws in total. Still well worth getting involved. So if you want to potentially join Frankie, and it's nice when someone, everyone always says money goes to money, right?
Yeah.
But I think Frankie's a regular like me. He's got nothing.
I think Frankie's phone's going to be hopping in the next 10, 15 minutes.
Good stuff. So the lines are open. The lines are open again. And the next draw's on. Is it Leo?
No, it's John. So we'll be around the north. But normally you do it round about 2:15. Yeah.
And
so
then after that, then Jive Time after
that. Jive Time after that.
Then the Gooch.
Over to the Gooch.
And then back to us for the 10.
Back to you for the 10.
Stuff.
And
right.
Before you know it, we're going to be in September.
I know, but I'm really enjoying this spell.
It's,
but I'm not afraid of autumn and winter either. Do you know what I mean?
No, I'd like to keep this for...
I know, but then
to the end of September.
Move to Spain or something.
Well, one day. One day. Yeah, I'll have to start going for draws somewhere else than Ireland. But I'd be the same as Frankie. I would win nothing. So.
Yeah. No, but it's nice.
No, it's great. Delighted. Great to do it on a Friday. And we look forward to giving away another. It's effectively 17,500.
Would you be interested in Oasis? You're more of a crooner. I think Frank Sinatra might take you to Dublin. Well, Oasis,
like, no, I actually do like Oasis. And
do your boys like them?
Aaron would, the eldest boy would. Yeah, he would be into all kinds of music. So, but in Oasis, I would have grown up with Oasis, and I missed the boat on the tickets, to be honest with you. So
they were very expensive. I was chatting to someone recently who ended up paying $450 a ticket each.
Yeah, crazy.
Now, it wasn't that they necessarily wanted to, they got lumped with them. But if you're a massive fan and they've been on the show that's supposed to be brilliant,
you pay it.
You know,
yeah,
like
totally would pay it.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I had a cousin.
Like, if you put it like this, say for instance, for a golfer,
yeah,
if they really wanted to play. They wanted to play, you know, St. Andrews. What would the green fees be in St. Andrews be?
They're about 180
right, okay.
to 200.
Right, that's not actually terrible.
No, but as you, I know where you're going
but
with
do
this.
Do you know where I mean? It's something that's important.
The price isn't the thing there. Yeah. It's not the thing.
It's the memory.
I had a nephew who went to Edinburgh in Murrayfield during the week there, and he said they were just incredible. The atmosphere, the whole place was actually bouncing. The stadium was bouncing because everybody was just so into it. So anybody that's lucky enough to go, I think they're going to have a great weekend in Dublin.
You can go and see the Human League instead.
I'll enjoy
don't
the Human
you
League. I hope they don't sing like that.
Some of these bands on their comebacks.
There's hope for you yet, Greg.
Even Frankie Valli's still out there banging out the tunes. He sounds great. All right, listen, thanks, Sean. The lines are back open as well, by the way, if you want to get a ticket for next week's draw. We'll tell you more about that next week. But that's me for this week. One day and I'm out. Happy days. But I'm back Monday, of course. Thanks to Michaela Clark, by the way, who stood in for me. Did a great job. I actually forgot to mention that at the top of the show. And Donald Kavanagh was in on Monday too. Two fantastic presenters, and it's great to have that cover. But I'm back Monday. Have a great weekend. Stay safe and look after yourselves, especially if you're in the water, folks. Just be conscious of the way the water can mess about with you, especially inland as well. We're kind of more familiar with the sea, just so we all get through the weekend happy and healthy. And I'll chat to you Monday morning at 10 at 9. But as I say, stay safe, stay tuned. John Bresson's next around the Northwest.